All right, let's go get him.
Pod, 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 pod.
Rugby pod.
Welcome to the Rugby Pod, brought to you by Rugby Pass. They cover live streaming of internationals, Premiership, Pro 12, Super Rugby, and over 1,000 live games for anyone based in Asia. If you sign up, you get 25% off with the code RugbyPod. And they also have news, videos, podcasts, and fantasy rugby. So go and check them out and give them a follow on social media. That's rugbypass.com. Let's go around the room. I'm Andy Rhyme hosting. We've got big Jim Hamilton's here.
I'm hosting as well.
Okay, I don't know really where to go from this, but we'll sure go around the room, introduce yourselves. Goody.
Yeah, hi, I'm Andy Good.
Tell me something interesting about Andy Good. How's your day been?
Bad day today. Ooh. Bad day. Had to put my dog down, Megan, 15 and a half years old, bless her.
Oh, no.
Dalmatian Cross.
Sorry to hear that, mate.
Yeah, tough day.
Mate, nice dog. Oh, no, Megan. No, Megan.
Raise a glass to that, please.
Raise one to Megan.
Yeah, to Megan.
To Megan. To Megan.
Oh, girl. But anyway, I'm here for some banter. Jim's going to cheer me up.
Hey, we got two
with two other people.
We've got two Bantasauruses in the corner.
Absolute Bantasauruses. We've got Lee Byrne over in the corner.
Hi, mate.
Good, mate.
Hello, Bart.
Hello, Bart.
You've got to earn his respect because I've been hosting and killing it in a good way. So you've got to earn his respect.
I've heard that. Brendan Macken, how are you, mate?
Not too bad. Can't complain.
Well, it's BMAC.
BMAC?
Yeah, it's BMAC.
Is that what you prefer, BMAC?
Yeah, whatever, really.
BMAC and Burnsy, is that what we're going with?
No.
Bernie.
No.
Oh, jeez.
More Bernie.
So you have street names in the what's that other pod? I don't even know.
It's County Rugby Pod.
Oh, what's that?
Mate, yeah, it's gone down.
I like to reply an email.
Sorry, boys.
It's gone down a storm.
Has it? It's gone downhill.
Yeah, but saying about Megan the dog.
It's a tough task.
Yeah, my dog's fact as well. Really? Bruce.
Like his old
He's
man.
A boxer. Like his old man. Literally.
Back yeah. legs are gone.
Back legs are gone. Mate, his back legs went when he was two. He had two ACL reconstructions.
Jesus.
So he was in a big, like, Great Dane cage for about a year. Obviously, I can take him out on the lead. He had a cast.
Jeez.
Water rehab. So expensive.
Insurance job
back
just
then.
Like you,
yeah.
Or
I can't, mate. I checked. I wish.
Lucky you got insurance. My old dear never got insurance. Poor old Penny. A couple of weeks ago, she was on the pier, took a leap of faith.
Your mum Penny?
No, it's dog.
That was it. Dog.
Oh, dog. Oh, right. Oh, dog.
What pier, mate?
Dunleary Pier in Dublin. And she fell and double ACL. So we're in the same boat as poor old Bruce.
Great Dane cage, mate. Water rehab.
Double cast, cone on,
yeah.
Yeah, God love her.
Wow. Cool. Shout out to all the dogs.
Bloody, you got any dogs?
Two dogs, mate.
Two?
Yeah, Hank what? And Marcy.
Hank, what a name.
Bulldog.
No, to miniature schnauzers. Because my missus is allergic to dogs. Have you seen Californication?
Yeah.
Hank Moody.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I love it.
Mm-hmm. And Marcy is the bird on the
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Doing a bit, you know?
So what's your one called, Big Mac?
Penny.
We have
Penny? That's so rock and roll, mate.
Yeah. Little Pen, yeah. Go over.
Mm. Well, let's lighten the mood a little bit and go into our first section of the first topic, which is going to be a quiz. Do you guys like quizzes?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
All right. So this is the Lions pub quiz. I'm gonna ask you a question. If you know the answer, you shout out your name, and if you get it right, you get 2 points. If you get it wrong, you lose 1 point.
What?
He can see
there
the
are
questions.
Multiple choices.
I don't know. I genuinely don't know.
From some questions. So you can't. So you can wait until they're read out, and if you know the answer, you can call out your name straight away. The loser has to roll the dice. Do we have a dice?
No.
We'll play around fingers or something to maybe, I don't know.
You what?
Fingers?
You guys ever play fingers?
I don't know, yeah.
But anyway, we'll get to that. I don't know how
we're going to... You mean spoof, but there we go.
Yeah. Okay, there's six things that if you lose you for the forfeits. The first forfeit, you can pick one of these.
These are horrible.
Sing a song live on Facebook.
Easy.
The seal off a beer from a boot.
Pleasure.
Spray tan to be filmed for a future episode.
I'll do it for free, mate.
I can't
lose a no quiz.
Pick someone else to roll the dice, which we don't have.
We don't have a dice. Yeah.
It's a shambles so far, isn't it?
Hand over your phone to whoever won the quiz to send a tweet or text. Should we just go with that?
Yeah,
if you lose, you have to play.
No misses involved in that, though.
Okay, no misses, but anyone else. So it's a tweet or a text. Okay, so the loser has to hand over the phone to the winner.
Yeah,
fine.
All right. Okay, so the first question, remember, just call out your name if you want to answer it.
Okay.
If you get it wrong, minus a point straight away.
Oh, is that...
All right, you're keeping the points.
So shout out B-back if you...
Yeah. A Bernie.
The Lions have toured a total of 36 times. How many tours have they won?
Jim the Legend.
Jim?
Oh,
this is...
No, there's no...
How many tours have they won?
Yeah, how many tours have they won?
Does it need to be the closest, or does it have to be spot on?
It's got to be spot on.
It has to be spot on.
You call it
on.
Minus one.
It's a multiple choice answer, so
but
it
you can't
be spot on.
You can't call it. You can't give them multiple choice now, can you?
No.
No, he needs to answer it now. Yeah. If he gets it wrong, I'll go through the multiple choice.
I don't think they've won many.
36, Jim, out of 36.
Seven.
It's minus 1 point for you.
Yes!
Unbelievable.
I just don't answer it. You're all right now, surely.
Throw the book at him.
I'm just so confident.
Could you repeat the question, please, sir?
The Lions have toured a total of 36 times. How many tours have they won? 7, 12, 15, or 18?
So have we got to have a crack at it?
I've got
a confession. I saw the sheet and saw number 7.
Minus 2. That's 36.
Do you want to have a go, Goody?
Oof.
7, 12, 15, or 18?
I'm scared. Mm. I'm really scared. Go on then, Goody.
Yeah.
15.
15's correct.
Yeah!
Oh, I see the little glance over there.
Yeah, high five.
No celebrations with you.
So Jim's on -1, Goody's on 2. Second question.
Take it easy, mate.
Exactly, pal.
God, we've got 12 questions.
Oh, come on, it's too long.
During the 1974 Lions tour, what did Bobby Windsor throw out of his hotel window?
Don't care.
A fire extinguisher, a bed, a television, or his teammate, Tommy David?
Jim the Legend.
Jim the Legend.
I think you know this.
I don't. I'm guessing. Fire extinguisher.
Jim goes to -2.
Yes.
Bernie.
Go on, Lenzan.
Go on.
What was the name of that guy? He's Welsh guy, wasn't he?
Bobby Windsor threw what out of his hotel room?
It sounds English to me.
No, Bobby Windsor's Welsh.
Windsor?
A fire extinguisher, a bed, a television, or his teammate?
His teammate.
-1.
Goody. His teammate.
Okay. He was nuts, Bobby Windsor.
Yeah, but he's ain't that nuts to throw his mate
so
out
basically
of the room.
Now, multi choice, we're now down to bed or TV, are we?
Yeah.
Oh, well, come on, B-Mac.
B-Mac smart.
I'm waiting.
Oh, mate.
Bed.
Bed is the correct
answer. Oh! Goes to 4.
Yeah, so rock and roll. I'm not answering another one.
That is pretty rock and
roll. 6 questions, are we?
Mate, you have to answer, otherwise you're gone.
B-Mac hasn't answered one.
I haven't got 0 points.
I haven't got a chance.
You're -2.
He's still beating you.
Jim likes
to lose. He wasn't born
in the scoring system. But
okay. Jim was the only one born in the 70s.
Yeah. What was the name of the ill-fated team anthem trialled on the 2005 tour to New Zealand? Lionheart, Roar, The Power of Four, The Pride.
Oh, when was it? What?
2005.
Well, yeah, you said 4, didn't you? Then?
Brandon.
You were there, weren't you, Bernie?
No.
05?
No.
B-Man?
You were 09, were you?
That was New Zealand, yeah.
Is this The Power of Four?
It's correct.
Yes. Oh, I would never have said that.
The power of four.
That was Clive Woodward. What a shambles that tour was.
He done well after,
that tour, I'll tell you now, that tour in 05 to New Zealand was that bad, I was on standby. That's how bad it was.
2005, who was 10 then? Stephen Jones?
Jonesy went, Charlie Hodgson.
And Wilco,
yeah. Oh. Mm. The 10 wasn't the problem, it was the rest of the team.
Yeah.
But we were that bad, I was
and
on standby.
And the coach.
Yeah, well, the coach, basically, not the team. Not the lads, never the lads, is it?
Yeah.
Blame the coaches.
Yeah. Howley.
Which player lined out against the Lions in the 2013 tour for the Barbars and is now going on tour with
the Big
Lions?
Jim the Legend.
Big Jim the Legend.
Elliot Daly.
Yeah.
My roommate.
Actually,
that's true story.
Big Jim, you that could have been you.
That could have been you.
Unless I've been given some bad mail.
Go on then.
Just repeat the question.
Yeah. Which player lined out against the Lions in 2013 for the Barbars and is now going
Elliot
on tour with the
Lions? Hands down.
Elliot Daly did, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's correct.
Who are your options?
Can we have the options?
Ken Owens, Courtney Laws and Jarrod Payne. I've got Jarrod
Payne as well.
Oh, Jarrod Payne.
Jarrod Payne as well.
Jarrod Payne.
I'm going to give you 2 points, Jim. I don't know.
No, wait, it's Elliot Daly.
I don't think you should have anything for that.
So Jim's on 0. Goody's on 4. Brennan's on 2.
There's another answer.
Goody,
Jarrod Payne.
No, I'm on. I've got it.
You're on -1?
I shared a room with Elliot Daly. He owes me about... Well, I don't know. I can't work out what the Hong Kong money is.
Hong Kong dollar.
Hong Kong dollar.
Foreign exchange.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I can't... It was 500 something. How much is 500 Hong Kong dollars?
For what?
For a room bill. I don't know what it was, though. It definitely weren't mine. What do you want? $10?
$500?
It might not have been... Anyway, Elliot Daly owes me some money. Right, We're playing Wasps next week, so...
Get off him on Saturday.
I will fill him in.
I
can't wait for this weekend as well.
Yeah, we'll come on to that, eh?
Scrappy-dappy-doo's coming out, is he?
I'm trying to get B-Mac to tell me the team. He won't tell me.
Why won't you tell me?
He's told me off air.
He told me.
He told me.
I'll tell you what.
He told me.
Sips at 10.
Can't say a word these days.
Can't wait till the season's ready, Tommy.
With what happened with that poor fella in Sale. Can't say a word these days.
No. Oh, yeah, he gets sacked.
That poor fella in Sale.
Tommy Ascot. He did tell his brother what the line-out moves were, to be fair.
Yeah, it's loose the box of frogs. Yeah.
I think he do. It doesn't matter what it is, the line-out.
What did Irish lock Blair Main put in English winger Jimmy Unwin's beard on the 1938 Lions tour?
Snake. 1938?
Snake.
A dildo?
A dead shark.
Oh, that was a dildo. That was B-Mac.
Human feces, a dead springbok, or a bucket full of live maggots?
Oh, Brandon.
B-Mac.
A bucket full of live maggots.
It's incorrect.
Yes!
What were the other options?
Incorrect.
That's not correct.
Time you are.
So you go back to 1 point.
Goodies. What am I on?
Googling.
No,
I just don't eat. No. I'm looking for Hong Kong dollar into the pound.
I should ring Elliot and tell him how much he owes him.
Yeah.
A dead shark that had washed up on the beach, human feces, a springbok, or a bucket full of live maggots. What did Irish lock Blair Main put in English winger Jimmy Unwin's bed on the 1938 Lions tour?
I'm not answering.
I don't need to answer.
Bernie, have a crack.
I'll have a go.
Okay.
So I've got a choice between a springbok.
Maggots.
Maggots are gone.
I was trying to get him there.
Yeah.
It's that simple. You normally can get him.
Shall I give you a clue?
Yeah.
It's not maggots.
The Lions would have toured either Australia, New Zealand, or
Brandon.
South Africa.
Springbok. Yeah.
That's correct.
Well done.
Yeah, but you hang on.
No, you've
got it wrong.
A
springbok.
This is a farce.
This is a shambles.
We're just going to scramble that one.
This is a shambles. Yeah.
How many games of rugby did the Lions play on their first ever tour in 1888? 7, 18, 35, or 50?
Goody.
Oh, did I hear Goody?
I heard Bernie.
Yeah,
Bernie?
Same.
34?
No. That's wrong. Goody, 35.
Unlucky, mate.
Oh, come on.
What's Bernie on zero?
No. That was me.
34.
What's Bernie on?
Bernie -5.
You're not giving me that, are you?
-3.
Bernie's on -3.
Technically, I don't think 34 is the right answer when it was 35. Bless it. Oh, bless.
So what were the answer? 35.
7, 18, 35 and 50.
Yeah, come on, boys.
Which country have the Lions played against but never beaten?
Bernie.
Oh, I knew that.
Bernie?
New Zealand.
I've beaten New Zealand.
Beaten New Zealand, mate.
What are the options?
Get our -10.
What are the options?
He's dying for a spray.
Rhodesia, Fiji, Samoa, Argentina.
What, the Lions?
No, hang on now.
Hold on, Brody. The Lions?
No.
He's on -5.
But how much am I on?
I'm on -.
Jim's on 0. Andy's on 6.
Brandon's on 1.
Brennan's on 1.
Oh.
Rhodesia, Fiji, Samoa, Argentina.
Big Jim, legend.
Go on, Big Jim, legend.
Argentina.
No.
It's incorrect. You go to -1, Jim.
I forgot the name of the other one. Rhodonesia.
Rhodonesia.
Is that in Greece?
Rhodesia, Fiji, Samoa, Argentina. Anyone want to have a crack at it?
I don't need to.
B-Mac definitely just look at it.
Go on, B-Mac.
I don't know, I'm not sure, but... Well, we can do a guess, lads, will we?
Yeah,
go on. I've guessed on mine.
Brandon.
Go on, then.
Fiji.
Fiji is correct.
Yeah.
Private school.
Yeah.
Gotta be.
Go on, The Rock.
Yeah. That's, hey, do you know school B-Mac went to?
Go on.
A school called The Rock. How cool is that?
Oh, The Rock. Oh,
I've been there.
Yeah.
That's in Dublin, right?
Yeah.
The Mighty Rock.
Yeah.
Who was the only player to play for the Lions in 3 different decades? Will Carling, Di Young, Brian Moore, or Dean Richards? 3 different decades. The only Lions player to play in 3 different
decades. Will Carling, Brian Moore, what the answer?
Brandon or Di Young? Is it Di?
Will Carling, Di Young, Brian Moore, Dean Richards.
Yeah. He's old man.
Would your Di Young the legend have done that?
Goody.
Hang on, you're calling Goody's name out?
No, I just said Goody.
He called it.
All right.
He's really favourite the rugby park.
Yeah.
Lads, I'm with you. I'm with you, lads.
I'll turncoat, is it?
I prefer if you presented than Andy, to be
honest.
What's happened?
I wouldn't mind some like...
What's wrong?
I'm trying to work out the answer here. It's got to be between Di Young.
It's the hardest pub quiz I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, 1938 we had a question from.
Yeah.
Over 3 decades. Di Young.
Di Young's correct.
Yeah.
Oh, I said Di Young, I think. Did I say Di Young?
Yeah.
I said he could have.
Mm.
Come on, Brent.
What a unit.
Okay.
Gotta love Di. Big unit.
Yeah, no, big beast. He was our coach for the Lions trip.
So we've got four more questions. We've got Jim on -1. We've got Andy on 8, Brendan on 2, and Lee on -5. So Lee, you've got to answer some questions.
Don't panic. Fish the good ones out.
Who is the oldest player to play a test for the Lions? Simon Shaw, Willie John McBride, Neil Back, or Phil Vickery?
Bernie, Simon Shaw.
Negative.
Neil Back.
Yes. Still on -5.
Still on -5.
I would have never have done that.
Worst quiz host ever.
I would never have done that.
I don't know how you guys... What did him on the rugby part?
What did South African Johan de Bruin famously lose while playing against the Lions in 1974 in the game that made the 99 call famous? His dentures, his wig, his glass eye, a finger.
Big Jim the legend.
Big Jim the legend.
Well, if it's to do with scrapping, he's lost his tegs, isn't he? His teeth, dentures.
I can say who called the
Goody.
Night. I can say who called the night now.
Goody, that's JPR. I mean, Jim, that's negative two for you.
I'm not going to answer anymore.
Goody.
You want to lay out.
These questions are.
I reckon he got fingered, but it's his glass eye. Got finger in the glass eye?
That's correct.
Lost his glass eye.
Goody's on fire.
So hang on. So that's where the call 99 came from.
JPR started it.
What, as in what?
Can I have a point for that?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, you can get a point for that. No, he can't because he's close to me. So
JPR called a 99.
Why?
I don't know why. I do know why, actually. It was said before the game that if he calls 99, everyone in.
Basically. Pile in, but what's that got to do with the South African losing his
one
eye?
Didn't 99
he's only got one eye?
Wasn't it the same call in 72?
Yeah, JPR started that call.
Yeah, 2 bonus points for Lee Budd.
Well, yeah. How's that work?
Cheers, good.
Because I actually give him.
Well, he gets 2 bonus points. What? Because he knew about the 99 call. So his bonus points we had.
What's the scores? I'm just going to keep quiet now.
So Lee's on -3.
Yes.
Abby.
Okay, I'm on -2.
Jim's on. -2.
Yes.
Andy Goode's on 10.
Yeah.
Oh,
Don Goody.
B Max on 2.
5.
2 oh, rugby noises, eh?
Yeah, love it. Love it. Love rugby. Yeah. Love the
club. I love ruggers.
Yeah, B Max. Look at him. Just loving it.
So just
Why don't you do one more question and just have a shoot off between Jim and Lee?
No.
Yeah.
You two are super rugby fans. You know, I saw B Max in the crowd against Munster. He was cheering me.
Yeah.
Running, warming up.
Cheering Munster.
Yeah.
Were you cheering on Munster? Oh, sorry. Ha 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 ha. Okay,
Mom. Do you see Jim?
I was warming up.
You're waving at me.
Oh, you're just warming up.
I did enjoy it. Big Jim!
Can we go back to this?
Go on.
So, just a one question.
Well, there's 2 more questions anyway. Might as well. Who was the last uncapped player to be picked for the Lions?
We don't need
Big Jim.
Big Jim.
Christian Wade.
He was capped, you moron.
He got capped in Argentina before he went out.
Come on, Bernie.
Yes, Big Jim's gone.
Just give Bernie the 4 answers, please.
Bernie can also phone a friend as well.
We can confer.
No, can you give me the 4, please?
You can't confer with
Will
a friend.
Will Greenwood, Keith Earls, Jason Robinson, or Brian O'Driscoll?
Oh. Robbo was capped.
Will Greenwood.
Greenwood did go as uncapped.
Hey, B-Mac, come on. Sorry.
No. Will Greenwood. Same it.
Keith Earls, Jason Robinson, or Brian O'Driscoll?
I know it.
I know it as well. You actually should know this.
Give him a streak
of piss. Tell you what, I'm not going to bother.
No, it has to go.
You've got to go.
No, I'm going Greenwood.
You're going Greenwood?
He's gone Greenwood.
Keith Earls was captain.
Awarded.
I think he's gone Greenwood.
No, he hasn't.
Greenwood, mate.
No, well, hang on.
He's gone Greenwood. On
Will Greenwood.
Right. So it's Will Greenwood.
Will Greenwood I'm going for.
Jason Robinson or
final answer is Greenwood.
You're definitely going for Will Greenwood.
Yeah.
It's correct.
Yeah! Oh, I tell you what.
Because obviously Robinson beat captain. Keith Earls was on the same tour as me.
Yeah.
And who was the other one?
O'Driscoll
was also.
So we don't need the last question.
I don't know what's happened. I'm basically the star of these rugby pods, and
self-proclaimed.
And I'm getting done every week now.
So what you're going to do is you're going to give your phone to Goody because he won, and Goody gets to tweet or text off your phone, just like tweet roulette.
Can I give you Vern's number? Vern called there.
Absolutely.
Can I?
You ring Vern.
I've got Vern's number.
Oh, okay. Don't worry.
I've got Vern's number.
Okay, ring Vern.
Should we just try and live call him?
No. Yeah, 100%.
He's a good man. Just age Jim.
What should we tweet?
Do you think he does?
I can't believe I'm on the standby list for the Lions.
So while we wait for Jim to.
Well, I'm just deleting. I'm just deleting Vern Cotter's number.
Bernie's got his number. We're going to go to the rumour mill.
I got his missus number.
Have you guys got any rumours?
I've got some unbelievable ones, but I ain't telling you.
Oh, okay.
I got some photos from
Jim. He's sulking.
I got some photos from Jim.
Right, there you go.
Lee B Mac, you guys got any rumours, any signings that you've heard of?
Tweet.
Jim, too, obviously London Irish, that's a big one going around.
Yeah. What is happening, I mean, Jim? Let's just...
You can't walk up the stairs.
Get the elephant out of the room.
Yeah.
Bernie, what are you hearing?
Exactly that, but I've seen you walk up them stairs, mate. And you'd be robbing a living if you did.
Yeah, I saw you warming up against Munster.
What do you mean? He would be robbing a living if you took... He's robbing a living now.
Last 5 years.
Hang on, did you not see me at the weekend against Bristol's?
Yes.
Say they're offload.
Bristol's. Would you get 20 minutes?
I've got 20 minutes.
Bristol's everywhere, haven't they?
20 minutes. How are you feeling after that?
Sore as fuck. He's got to be sure.
On that Astro, at your age, fair play to you.
I was flying through gaps.
Where?
I was flying through gaps.
Any gaps that you sort of remember more than others that you were flying through?
Well, I was looking at trying to run over Henson, but he was off at the
time. I've got a big gap. Oh, was he all right?
Mate.
Tanned skin immaculate.
Great VMO.
Oh,
I mean, a man from my own heart. We've both got good VMOs.
Yeah, great VMO.
Yeah, great VMO.
Skinny and incredible.
B-Max, so you thought I was struggling to warm up against Munster?
Yeah, when I saw you, you looked in a bit of pain, to be honest. You were limping. Your hammies just look really, really tight.
Yeah, it's my back, that. I don't know if you know that I injured my back the week before.
Saw it.
Insurance claim.
That video was it.
Mate, it's golden, isn't it? But then he realised that actually his back's not that bad.
Yeah, a bit Lazarus-like.
Yeah, the scan.
The phenomenal.
Yeah, it's risen from
shit,
the
insurance payout down the drain. Better play. Better try and get a real injury.
Any other man. So you've heard London Irish, B-Mac. What have you heard?
I've also heard London Irish or Edinburgh. You're going to Munster, supposedly. To, I don't know, Paul O'Connell got you involved in a coaching role,
academy.
Yeah. Obviously, Paul O'Connell's doing I don't know what he's actually doing, but I heard you're heading over to Ireland.
So Irish, Munster, Goody, what have you heard, mate?
It's just like a gym ego stroke.
From the horse's mouth, what did you just say?
No.
I've heard nothing, Jim, apart from what you told me, so I'll let you...
Ulster.
Ooh.
I've heard Ulster.
I've heard Ulster.
Yeah, I've heard Ulster. I don't know what I'm doing yet, genuinely.
Who said that, Jim?
I'm just... Yeah.
That's a lie, you're not coming Ulster.
Hey, wait there.
Is it Rory Best?
Oh, you knew it was Rory Best.
Got it, nailed it.
You did.
What?
I'm going to see how the next few weeks pan out.
You keep saying that. But here's the thing, right? You look at the weekend that's just gone.
Can I see what you tweeted?
Oh, he's just locked it.
Yeah, I'm not giving you it.
Just don't look it. It's not that bad.
Okay. I'm going week to week.
Tweet. So this is the thing. So you look at the week game at the weekend. Kelly Brown and Neil Decott get their big send-off.
What a voice, by the way.
Yeah, voice of an angel.
Were you not there going, what about me? I could be finishing too.
But I might not be as well.
I'm leaving Saracens. No one cared.
No one cares. Basically, I'm a fluffer.
You're a fluffer.
Yeah, but they're not going to play again. That's the
testimonial?
Thing.
Surely.
No testimonials.
No?
I might not be retired. I don't know what I'm doing. Well, but
can we get one together?
Yeah, I think so.
We're all ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll, Boris, actually.
We'll support you, mate.
Yeah.
So when is what's happening? When are you announcing?
I don't know. But the I'm playing it week by week. We've got big game
you're
this
not playing
week.
Playing it week by week. You're benching week by week.
No, no.
Yeah, you're not playing
are
it.
Playing,
week.
Oh, no,
you're
not
playing week by week. I'm
traveling week.
Are you playing this week again in the Mighty Cov?
There's a good chance they might put the shags out. I'm in.
Why are they putting the shags out?
No, I don't know if they are.
If you win. Which I don't want you to, and take that the right way. You finished first or second? Well, second probably. Home semi final.
I don't know what they're doing, Goody. I can't confirm or deny.
I want Wasps to get the home semi. Go on, the Wasps. Looking at Brendan when you say that.
Yes, either way for me, it'll be good.
Scrappy dappy doing. You out in Cov after?
Probably.
Icon Diva.
Probably. We'll see.
He's not happy as he sat back now. What's going on?
Oh no, I'm good. Well,
he's opening a beer. He's hot. He's steaming up.
Mm. Sweating a bit.
There's too much pressure on Big Jim.
Yeah.
They have signed, to be fair to Saracens, they've signed like for like. Jim said he's leaving Saracens. They've signed a real athlete.
Will Skelton.
Dom Day.
Oh, they've signed Dominic Day. Yeah. Why have they signed him?
He's come from Japan.
He's a better you, isn't he?
He's been playing in the Super 15.
He's a better you, isn't he?
No,
he's a better me.
Didn't he go to Japan then?
He went to Japan, Melbourne.
Four games a season in Japan.
Yeah.
Fresh as a daisy.
Yeah.
He's yenned up to the eyeballs.
Yeah.
And he's fresh as a daisy.
Can we get some currency on what she's on? Yeah. He owes me.
He'll be on a bit. He'll be on a bit
now. But anyway, what's happening at Wasps at the moment? Are there, you heard any rumours about who's coming in there? Or?
Nah.
James O'Connor, I did.
Really? No way.
Really? No. Surely you must know a few things.
Nah, everyone's just kind of... Nothing
of them,
mate, I've heard Carter might be going to Wasps.
Just checking it out then.
1.8 million a year.
What's he said to you in Paris? Is he gone?
He's happy, mate, on his 1.8 a year.
Yeah.
Who is?
DC.
DC.
I mean, so you were out with DC.
We got the real DC. The Firestarter.
How much are you getting?
Carter, the Firestarter. What?
The Firestarter? Why the Firestarter?
Dan Carter, the Firestarter.
Why?
I don't know. Just,
is that what he calls himself? Or
no, I just made it up.
Well, you were with him over the weekend, is that right?
Best mates, yeah.
How was it? What was going down? Who else were you with?
Together.
Big night.
Yeah, big night?
Just chilling, yeah.
Mate, apparently hung like a Trojan,
yeah.
Isn't
he? Come on, good stories.
Christmas Hill, we had met with him.
Yeah.
Went and watched Derby. Started in Racing and straight into
Sunday, was it Sunday?
Yeah. And then we went to a restaurant opposite the Eiffel Tower. Carter booked the whole place out, as they do for him. Just joined in.
And who paid? DC?
I think I checked my hand in my pocket. If I can tell him. Honestly, I think he liked it.
So, DC, is he good lad?
Scalabia. Oh.
Really?
Goody, what have you heard?
He's Scalabia. I've heard some unbelievable stories about the Racing end of season.
Go on then.
It's horrible things.
100% we can say it.
Horrible things about who? Dan Carter?
No, surely not.
No.
Just what people get up to behind closed doors.
What?
At Racing. Paris, isn't it?
Anything goes.
Some good stories.
Well, Stade Francais, I nearly signed for them.
Hilarious
story. Shall I tell you a quick story?
Go on.
End of the table job?
Mate, apparently, but Max you didn't Cousini. Do it to me. So basically, I was at Edinburgh at the time. I was going to go to Stade Francais. So I went round, flew to Paris to have a look around the club, but they didn't have a training ground. So anyway, I got invited to his apartment.
Oh, yes.
Rocked up to his apartment. No word of a lie. He lived next door to Lenny Kravitz. How cool is that? So I'm in Max's apartment, and as we know, he's
pants down or?
Well, no. We know he's a homosexual, and we're not homophobic on this show whatsoever. We're not.
No.
So I'm around, and I'm sat on the sofa.
I mean,
you
encourage it from time to time. Brendan.
Yeah.
Brendan T.
So I'm sat on the sofa. And
spread eagle,
big leather, and he's got loads of spread eagle. He's got loads of pictures on the wall of it was really weird. So he had like men, but they had no expressions or no, it was basically like they had no hair, no face expressions, no willies, no nipples, nothing like that.
No willies,
yeah. So he had a maid,
disappointing.
So he had a maid, I had a drink, had a gin and tonic, and he kept walking around. So I'm on the sofa and he's walking around me, he's like that, like touching me like I'm an animal, like, oh,
well, you are.
C'est grand. C'est grand.
Did he say c'est grand or c'est gros?
C'est grand.
Oh, I thought it was gross.
As in, as in, like, massive, like, muscly.
He didn't feel downstairs then. He didn't feel the squirrel.
No, but the rumour has it. So, he says, you come to Paris. I like you. Your nickname is Bigger Jim.
Bigger Jim.
I says it's bigger. And then he brought out, so basically they do a calendar. I don't know if they still do it.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
And I swear to God, he invited me to be in the calendar.
Not with that body, Jim.
This is what I said.
Melted wheelie bins.
10 grand to be in the calendar. Do you know what he wanted to do? He wanted me and Richie Gray bent over in the crab position, like lying over each other.
Starkers.
Like that.
And he turned 10 grand then.
And he offered me
Starkers.
Mate, Bernie.
Starkers.
You're ripped to smithereens.
No, but we...
have you seen him with his clothes on?
He's got a hell of an arse in him, Jim.
He's a big toilet. Shape. Mate, hanging shape. But, so start bollock naked. I think he wanted both in a crab and my piece to be going, like, through his legs or something like that.
Mate, not that
See the way with my piece.
Yeah, exactly. So I didn't go in the end. I was put off.
Every club you've nearly signed for.
I know.
Have you ever said that?
Yeah. Heard that too.
Nearly signed for Watford.
In demand.
You are?
I'm in demand. Look, there's not many people at the peak of their game at 34, 6'9", strong as fuck, and can hit lines and can offload out the back door. I'm just saying, I am modest.
Different back door that you like.
Modest. Yes, I nearly went to that from say.
Goody, have you ever been asked to go on a calendar show?
I have. I've done a tops off calendar.
Have you?
Yep.
Where?
Back in my days at Leicester. Leon Lloyd's testimony.
Did it? I did it.
We did that, do you remember? I was cleaning dishes like when I had half an ab. I just got a full one now.
So the pictures of you cleaning dishes.
Yeah, tops off.
It was the man about the house, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. I was actually in, I'll say it loosely, for me, half decent shape.
can we get a rugby pod calendar for Christmas?
Bernie, I think me and you would sell calendar. I don't know about these two. I'm just saying.
Jim's such a self-rater, isn't he?
Yeah. Pretender, that fella.
Bernie, you must have done some calendars, no?
Rubbish.
Oh, Maxi Muscle.
Oh, all right, no biggie.
Tops off,
Maxi Muscle.
Yeah, tops off.
Yeah, rips,
sorry
for
that. All right, sorry, mate.
Hey.
That's the top of my game there. It's all
talking of calendar, did you see my video shoot that I put out?
That's embarrassing.
Why?
Oh, the
player layer.
Player layer.
Player layer.
Yeah.
What, you like
that's Mr. Gilmore's jacket when you're running at the end. Yeah.
I thought it was all right, Bernie.
You look like you'd been
running Texas.
The Iron Man.
I did like the way when you're in the when you're in the swimming pool. To be fair,
he's got a corner.
You know, you try and pull yourself out of the swimming pool.
Yeah. Shoulders hurt. Yeah.
And he only got to tits. Yeah. Just he's got half a chest, yeah. And then it stopped. Then didn't it?
Mate, I thought you were training for Kona Iron Man. Anyway.
Cheers, mate. People are going wild for it. So that's a player layer.
Good coin.
And you know, yeah, good coin.
What's a player?
Well, this is the thing. So Marutoji's doing Adidas with Bully Vanapola. Player layer approach me and they're like, look, we don't want a Marutoji or an Owen Farrell or Elliot Daly. We want a man that can resonate with the general population.
People that can't play rugby.
Amateur.
A real man.
And that's what they've done. So they approached me and I said, I think I fit the bill.
Lower level.
Yeah,
lower
you'd fit, I think you'd fit it, but basically you're...
I wouldn't fit into it.
No, well, that's the issue. Yeah. But obviously the whole government and the thing is around like obesity at the minute. So, so they've got you in there. Obviously they're promoting obesity.
Yes.
B-Mac's got to be called up soon.
Yeah, B-Mac.
What shape you, B-Mac,
shape of the life.
Shape my life to most.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
What'd you bench?
They're working us hard up in Cov.
Yeah.
How is Cov?
Good.
Now I'll ask again. How is Cov? You're a Leamington boy, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. There we go.
I saw Mile walking around Leamington with a dog that looked more like a cat. He was walking it.
What? No way. Sorry, say that again.
Kieran Mile?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He was walking a dog, but it looked like a cat. It might have been a cat. I don't know.
Really?
A cat that looked like a dog.
What?
Could have been a cat that looked like a
dog.
Well,
it was small.
Speaking of cats.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Have you listened to the Celtic Rugby Pod, Gooden?
No, of course not.
No, of course he has.
To be honest.
Hasn't even listened
if it's
to
anything
us.
About the Pro 12, no interest at all.
Oh. Well,
sorry, boys.
B-Mac let us into a secret.
Go on.
That Joe Smith, bit of a weird dude.
No, he's not a weird dude.
Oh, you said no, weird. No, wait, Andy's got his residency next year.
Well, we can't say he's weird until B-Mac gets his residency, but why is he so... Why is he...
He's obsessed with cats.
How do you mean? How do you mean?
As in not pussies, as in cats.
Cats, like meow.
How do you mean?
Memes are
what does he do players? That's obsessive?
He's got like 15 of them, 16 of them.
Apparently has him in his car.
How do you know this?
Because everyone knows it.
Everyone knows it.
Yeah, he keeps two with them the whole time. Dricko and Doris as two defenders.
So what, he drives around with two cats in his car the whole time?
Oh, jeez, you've missed it.
He's got cats.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Yeah, no,
he doesn't. I'm only joking, Joe.
So Joe Smith, who listens to the podcast, apparently has told all the Irish lads they're not allowed to come on there.
No, he hasn't. Don't mind him, Jim.
He hasn't. We're going to try and get him on them.
Yeah, let's get him on.
He's best mates with Vern, though, so he won't like
You're
me.
You're fucked, Jim.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. You. But you guys must have had to do some weird endorsements in your time. Gertie, you must have done a few strange gigs.
I wore gloves my whole career. That was pretty strange.
Like, why did you wear gloves?
Yeah, why did you wear gloves?
It's in my house.
Rugby tech, are they? We had a rugby tech ones.
Samurai, mate, samurai.
Samurai? What do you mean? What's your house got to do with it?
Well, paid for the house, didn't I?
The mortgage, Dan Parks, Gilbert.
Yeah, Gilbert.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Mate, my biggest ever...
Hubert.
My biggest ever sponsorship offer was from Gilbert.
Really?
Back in the day.
And he didn't take it because like, Gilbert.
Any back that wears Gilbert... should not be playing professional rugby. They were horrendous.
I think that's the normal person's boot.
Yeah. 18 studs in it.
They wanted to go top to toe in Gilbert, and yeah. It was a hell of an offer, and I just went, all the money in the world, you couldn't wear Gilbert as a back.
Yeah.
Sam Vester, remember Vester used to wear them?
Yeah, yeah.
Lead boots, ultimate lead boots. Just they were like 4 stone each boot. Yeah. Horrendous.
And Sean Cronin wears them.
Are they still out?
Yeah,
Sean
Cronin wears them.
Does he?
He's flying around the place.
Yeah, he is actually.
Yeah,
he's flying around the place.
You know what I love about these
little pocket rocket in his Gilberts.
Do you know what I love about these boot deals and stuff like that is that these young lads coming through now, their agents buying them. Boots.
From JD Sport.
From JD Sport, and then on their social media, they've got at Adidas Ambassador and stuff like that. Yeah.
And the police
think thanks to at Adidas Rugby for looking after me.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know,
for the boot drop.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, you get like the difference between actual ones that you get sent by Adi and the real shit cheap ones that the agents buy from. What was it?
Sports Director.
Big Bug or something like that. The agents used to just, and what write up as a tax thing.
Exactly. Bernie, mate, you must. So, Maximus, come on.
Oh, at the top of my game, Jaguar, Maximus, or Guinness. At the bottom,
Guinness?
At the bottom of my game, Cash for Gold. I done an advert of Cash for Gold.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Dived into a pool, top off, picked the chain up.
Always top off, isn't it? Love it.
Right, of course.
Has to be.
Good cash, though. But yeah, obviously. Yeah.
So, what did you have to do with Guinness?
Funny story. That's how I met my missus. She was, because she does the news. That was an advert on TV every day before the news came on. That advert was on, and she was like, "Oh my god, who is this guy?"
No way.
Oh my god! 5 years before I met her, she was like, "Why would he do this?" And then 5 years later,
where'd you meet her?
Twitter.
Oh, was it?
Inbox.
Twitter,
it.
Love.
Yeah, took private message. Bang.
Must have been the same advert.
She started it. You followed her, or she followed you, or?
I followed her. She followed back. Inbox. Bang. Not bang, quick.
I got them a bit late.
Bang.
Hey, boom, boom, boom. It must have been the it must have been the same advert that Nigel Owens saw and thought he was a big fan.
Oh,
of
when are we getting him? We need to get him on. Let's.
Him and Bernie are well connected.
He's a good bloke.
Yeah. Top bloke.
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to say about?
Well, Bernie's really good mates with him.
Well, not really. Well, yeah, I know. Obviously, great from Wales. But
who was it?
I know him from Wales.
Small places, you know.
So you had
I had a top and then I went the bottom.
So Guinness?
Yeah. With Lamont, actually, your mate, Sean.
I know Sean.
Has he still got his
hot water bottle? Yeah. Did he show what did you do with him, Guinness?
Yeah.
Did you ever see the trick he could do with his nutsack and pull it over his belly button?
No.
I don't think he would have showed that in the street, but yeah. We used to call him the hot water bottle. Does it look like a hot water bottle?
Yeah.
Yeah, or a mask. Yeah.
You know the times when you were thinking about playing for Wales and winning games? That's what the Scots were doing. Just
yeah.
Let's have a look at your nuts. We've lost again.
He had Romania, my dude, Jim, didn't he?
Yeah.
Perfect segue into the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, there's been a bit of good. We talked about the retirees earlier. Big shout out to Nick Evans. Saved his best game this season for last at the Stoop. Masterful display against Wasps for Quins. I thought he was pretty special. That's pretty good. Good. Neil de Kock played his last game for Saracens at Allianz Park. My favourite Scottish Saracen, Kelly Brun. He's my favourite Scottish
really?
Saracen. Yeah, he's more Scottish than you, isn't he?
He's not got no Scottish blood. He's got nothing. No Scottish blood at all.
Wasn't he born and bred in Scotland?
Yeah, both of them played their last games, but what about Kelly's song on the pitch at the end? How good was that?
Yeah.
Little rendition.
What did he sing, Jim?
Bon Jovi. Romeo's bleeding and you can't see his blood.
Sing a bit of it there.
There's nothing but some feeling that this old dog kicked up. It's been raining since you left me. Now I'm drowning in the flood. See, I've always been a fighter, but without you, I'll give up. I can sing a love song like the way it's meant to be. Well, I guess I'm not that good anymore. Baby, just me and I. We'll love you. How good was that?
It was really nice. Not quite as good as Kelly's, and Kelly Brown is still my favourite Scottish Saracen.
Okay.
There we go. Freddie Burns, his last game for Leicester at Welford Road. Sparkling performance again from him. I thought Reece Priestland, he's waited all year pretty much to start ahead of George Ford for Bath in that big local derby. He was outstanding. George Ford was on the bench. It's too late for me, that. Reece should have played a lot more this year, I think. George Ford's been fairly... His form's been fairly average for Bath at times this year. So, Reece Priestland proved that.
Do you think that's why he's not going on the Lions?
Yeah. Well, his defence is pretty.
Mate, I think he's average.
Suspect. Well, there you go.
Ford.
But this week, the Good, La Rochelle. Oof. They're going to finish top of the top 14 for the first time in their history. And I think that's worthy of
that's pretty good.
A big shout out to the La Rochelle Massive. I commentated on their game on Sunday.
No doubt.
Good team. Just drop that in as well. Good team. So, La Rochelle get the Good. The Bad. I've got to mention it. I always talk what's up, but I thought they were pretty poor on Friday night against Quins. Loads of errors. What happened, Brendan? Dye's gone wild, surely, has he?
Just one of those games, I think.
So, straight back. So, what's display was pretty average. Not the time of year to lose form, and with Saracens coming into town next weekend with a shoot-off to see who gets the home semi. Massive week for them. Australian Super Rugby franchises, they're pretty bad. They're now on a 15-game losing streak to New Zealand franchises. You happy with that, Kiwi?
Yeah, I am happy with that, but it's also a little bit disappointing because the competition's not there and it's not exciting. You'd never, no Kiwi fan, or I don't think any fans would probably, outside of Australia, sit down and watch an all-Australian game of Super Rugby at the moment.
I don't think many people outside of Australia watch any Super Rugby.
What is the national sport? It's like fifth. Rugby union, isn't
it? Might even be low.
Yeah, we used a lot of 18th.
Someone said 18th or something.
Depending on how you add it up, playing numbers, viewers, it's way down. There's a lot more that people watch over there.
There we go. Australian Super Rugby franchise is pretty garbage, but we're going back to France for the bad this week. Toulouse will finish 12th out of 14 in the top 14. Yeah. First time they've not made... Here's a question for you, Jim, on your maths. First time they've not made the playoffs, the barrage, since 1976. How many years is that?
41.
Well done, Jim. Good maths teacher you had, wasn't it?
No, yeah, Brendan was telling me it was one. I knew it was 40. Do you know Miss Good was my maths teacher?
Oh, I know her. She's lovely. I met her up in Coventry Golf Course.
Oh, you did? She what did. Was
hang on. Say again.
Hang on.
You met with Goody's mum?
Not in the golf course.
No, you were with Nathan, weren't you, one day? I think, was it Nathan?
Yeah. Nathan. Both of them.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, this is my mum we're talking
about.
Come on.
Yeah. Can I just, come on, just before we move on, I know Brendan has a way with women, I've heard from the lads. You've got a girlfriend at the minute, haven't you?
I do.
Congratulations.
Yeah, oh, congratulations.
That's amazing. Local girl. Name London. On the show. Yeah.
Jane.
Jane.
And
we Jane, what's the surname?
Harper.
Jane Harper.
So, Facebooker.
We had Jimmy Gopeth on the show on the Celtic Rugby Pod. And apparently it's his wife's twin.
True story.
True story.
True story.
Is it really?
What, identical twin? Or?
Yeah. Identical.
Oh, they love the rugby, too, in the family.
Someone said they called Beam at the Milf Hunter. That's all I said. That's all I heard. What? That's all I heard.
Who's this? Andrew Conway, is this?
Yeah, Andrew Conway said something about...
Don't mind him.
You're liking the older ladies. Not that she's that old, because she's younger than me.
Well, yeah.
52.
How long's that been then?
Good while now. Coming up 8 or 9 months.
And do you and Jimmy ever think, you know?
Nah, never.
No. Identical though, right?
Ish.
Do they both live in Coventry?
Nah, Jane lives in Wandsworth.
Oh, nice.
How do you meet then? Just at a game? And
I've known her for a while.
Okay.
That was a quick answer, wasn't it?
Nice.
He doesn't want to answer.
I just think it's great. I just think love. You know, to see a man love a woman is just such a powerful thing. Yeah.
Obviously, there's the fitter one in there.
That's the thing with identical twins. One's going to be better than the other.
It's a rugby putt.
Yeah, it is, yeah. Jimmy wins.
I think B Mac wins.
Yeah, me too. What?
So, yeah, Toulouse, they got the bad. The ugly this week, it's got to go to a man that's probably filled Jim Spongefist Hamilton in quite a few times. Pascal Pape.
Yeah. Oh, my Pape Nui.
His last home game for Stade Francais.
Yeah.
And he throws the worst blindside cheap shot punch in the world against... On Henry Chauvin's.
Did you see the punch clip back off?
Was it LaRue, wasn't it?
Yeah, LaRue got red for, like, if you can hit someone, break their jaw.
Yeah.
Get sent off. He literally got a red for it. Well, obviously.
So there we go. So
hang on. So Pascal Pape.
Yeah, four-armed.
Pape Nui. Is his last game for Stade?
Last home game.
Home game.
They've obviously got another game next week. They've got the Challenge Cup final, which he's probably going to get banned for now.
Yeah.
Oh, he's Pape Nui.
And that's his career over. But he must have filled you in a few times, did he? He's retiring.
No, he's soft as... Mate, his name's Pape Nui for a reason. Pascal Pape Nui.
You ever lost a fight, Jim?
Yeah, I have. I got filled in when I was younger, actually, in the game. By a lad called Tom Warren.
In Calf.
It was Worcester versus Saracens, and he was, a loose head, kicked off with him, thought, I'm having you. Next thing... Wallop in the eye. Apparently, he was a black belt in bloody karate or something. Couldn't see out my eye. Absolutely.
Have you seen him
banjoed
since,
me.
Nah.
Probably made his life that.
You get him on the get him on a call, is it?
Maybe. He'd have to have some sort of
get him on the show.
He'd have to have some sort of fighting qualification to tip over Big Jim the Legend.
Yeah, exactly, mate. He's a tough man. Mate, he was a black belt in karate. I mean, I'd be a brown belt, so you know. And it was stand up. We took it to the ground, wrestling.
What about the time Pacey filled you in for Irish, David Pace?
Mate, that I was worried that he might not have got up from that. So
put him into next week.
I was worried, yeah. So
there we go. So the ugly goes to Pascal Pape.
All right, let's go to the social media questions. I'm going to let Jim take over this one. Thank you very much. I just thought you might like to read out what the guys have been saying.
He can't read.
Do you want me to do it?
I tell you what, you do these social media ones because loads have come through on Facebook, and I think they're better than them.
All right, let's look at...
So you can do one. I'll get these ones up on Facebook.
Let's look at the social media questions. Adam Parameter, who's the first on the Lions waiting list from each of your home nations, guys?
Joe Launchbury.
Your
home nation.
Sorry.
There's loads of Welsh on there that shouldn't be on there, shouldn't there?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
I take them off. That's a tough one, actually. You're right. There's not many that should be on it. I don't. It
might who shouldn't be on there, Bernie?
I'm not discussing that.
Apart from Rob Howley.
You said you did say that, didn't you?
Well, come back to my one because I think I got the artist. Well, Jim's got. He can choose 20 if he wants to.
Have a team. Probably even the Irish. Gary Ringrose, maybe.
Yeah.
He's pretty good against Claremont again.
Surprised he went.
Cronin.
Yeah, as an impact.
Who would Ringrose replace?
I'd have Joseph probably for me, to be honest.
I know my own.
Pretty moral. I think he's playing really well. Playing better than Joseph has played kind of throughout the Six Nations and then the last couple of weeks. I think he deserves his spot in the plane. So hopefully if there's an injury he'll be able to get the call up.
Who are you hoping gets injured?
I wouldn't hope anyone gets injured.
I'm a horrible bastard.
I go Rob Evans for me. The prop.
Yeah, true.
Just been thinking about it now. Good skills, like a sort of like, I know he's prop obviously, but mobile, like a Dane Cole.
Would you have picked him ahead of Marler or?
I think so, yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know. I've never been in the scrum in my life, but he's just a good player.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Goody?
Easy for me. Joe Launchbury, although Jim completely disagrees.
I don't completely disagree.
No. We had that conversation, didn't we, about calling line outs and I understand your argument, and I've proposed your argument to many people.
And what do they think?
They think you're talking out your ass as well.
And Dev Toner?
Devin Toner, mate. He's
he's absolutely garbage. Yeah. That's what you want to say.
He's tall.
He's tall.
Tall. Mate, the unluckiest Englishman's got to be Joe Launchbury.
Yeah. Mate, he's unlucky to go without doubt.
Yeah.
Mate, he's an awesome player, but I can understand why they've not taken him. I think, I don't know.
Which English player are you going for? Are you going Scottish? You're Scottish this weekend.
Scottish, mate. Scotland until I die. I don't know. I think I would have taken Finn Russell ahead of Dan Biggar.
No chance, mate.
Why?
He choked in two. He choked against England and then choked against Saracens.
Well, Biggar kicks his goals. I think he's got a better kicking record.
But Biggar's not going to play in the Test matches, is he?
No.
I think you'd rather have Finn.
How do you know? When was it Sexton and Farrell get injured?
Do you think they'll go with Biggar?
If they both get injured, who else is going to be?
Well, that's what I mean. Do you not think they'll fly someone else in?
Well,
not to overtake Biggar.
Wales already out there on tour, aren't they? As well.
So I think, clever.
But I've heard through the grapevine that there's a couple of midweek games where they're going to be under resourced, especially I think around the second test. And they're not going to be able to fly people in to play midweek because they're going to be preparing for test matches. Because like all the teams are down there, aren't they? Australia, Argentina, someone in Fiji, where are Wales?
Somewhere in Fiji, but they can't play in... No, Tonga, sorry. They can't play in Tonga because they haven't got the resources.
In New Zealand.
They play in Auckland, yeah.
Yeah, but they can't, apparently them lads who are in the test match for them games can't be flown to play midweek and go back.
Oh, really?
So
you're saying there's a chance?
There's always a chance, Goody. Bring your boots, mate.
Pack your boots.
Bring your boots. But on the point of Scotland players, I think it's a difficult one. I think Fraser Brown was good enough to go. But again, who are you going to drop for him? Rory Best, I think, is probably the right person to go. I was really impressed with Hamish Watson. But again, who do you not take?
Strong in the back row, isn't
it? Exactly. So I can't really think of anyone else.
The only argument that people have come out and said to me and social media on that stuff is ultimately Scotland finished above Wales in the Six Nations, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wales got 12 players.
Yeah,
Scotland had two.
I do.
There's an argument, a logical argument, when you just look at results-driven things. But I still agree with Jim. There's only a couple of Scottish guys that can feel unlucky. Fraser Brown and Finn Russell probably are the two that were closest.
Yeah.
A question from Steve Corbett. Bernie, who was the filthiest Lions tourist in the 09 squad, and who out of them would you least want to share a room with?
They're all pretty good, really.
Come on,
does it have to be Lions or can it be Wales?
It could be anyone.
Chris Horseman. Anyone remember him?
Yeah, Worcester prop, wasn't he?
Oh, mate. Stinking, man. Basically, he would go in the toilet with a paper, jump in the shower, check the paper on the floor. You know, you come out, you go back in, the paper would be stuck on all the floor.
With shit all over it.
Just
up the wall.
Just like, you know, you're walking on wet paper, there's towels on my bed, wet towels.
Must have been some good stories from...
The Lions?
Yeah.
Well, I've said most of them. If you listen to the Celtic pod.
What is it, Celtic? Celtic pod.
Mate, Bernie.
What's the name of it? What is he emailed us earlier on asking what this pod was.
But sorry, go on. I was just reading the social media questions.
Oh, God.
No, I said Bernie shared a room with O'Driscoll.
Yeah, he did.
Did you?
Yeah.
He did. How was that? A room.
Apparently, he was pissing in wardrobes, did you say?
We had a piss up and he was doing a bit of sleepwalking. And he pissed on my Lions kit.
Did he let him do it?
Did he say you shouldn't be here?
Yeah. Are you the bus driver, mate?
Mate, you put that on it.
Adam Jones does that as well, doesn't he?
Adam Jones does that.
I've heard he shat in his wife's handbag at some point.
Oh really?
Generally off the night out, steaming, doesn't know what's happening. He told me this story, so Jones, if you're listening, sorry.
Mate, that would have been a Louis Vuitton handbag as well, wouldn't it? The missus had.
Apparently he was.
So Dricko actually pissed all over your
kit. Well, yeah, sort of. Pauly, he's mad. Andy Powell.
Oh, he's amazing, Pauly.
He had a heart attack, didn't he? Did you remember that one?
What?
We had a Saturday night and a Sunday night, obviously big drink, and Monier was shame with him, and because he wanted to be up for the Sunday swig as well, he got in at like 3 a.m. and he decided to have like 8 espresso shots so he could be ready for Sunday's piss up as well. So he's lying on the bed saying, "I think I'm dying." So he goes in the toilet, the Google picks him up, takes him in the toilet. Said, "Are you all right? You all right?" He said, "Yeah, look, just give me 5. So he's on the phone. He's got a bulldog called Barney, right? Loves him, saying, "Barney, I'm going to miss you when I'm gone."
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Did he go out? Did he end up going out?
Oh, yeah.
Of course he did.
Yeah.
It's Pauly.
He didn't go to bed.
Mate.
And you share a room with him, and it'd be like, whatever time in the morning, you get up for a piss or whatever. And he'd go, "Hiya, mate." Just in the middle of, like, it could be like...
No way.
It could be like 3, 4 in the morning. "Hiya, mate." I said, "What are you up to? I can't sleep, mate. I'm going to walk the dogs now." And he was, you could be in Argentina, like, he'd say, "Yeah, I'm going to walk the dogs now, mate." He's fucking, and he lives on about 40 minutes sleep a day. It's crazy.
Cal Boyce has tweeted in, "Will Lions selection influence the national team, i.e. Jamie George over Hartley?"
That's a real rugby noise question.
Yeah, it is. Have you got any better ones, Jim?
There's quite a good one here from Mike McDonald on Facebook. How did Goody enjoy skin folds testing?
Never did it.
How did you get away with that?
I used to have the lean. Do you still do the lean? And you lean over a little bit so you can't pinch as much.
So what were you? So mills-wise?
Mills,
I'm guessing...
74.
74.
Three sizes.
B-Mac, what are you? Are you quite lean?
We need a percentage.
Yeah, what percent?
10 at the moment.
10?
10%. Oh, that's good. Fighting weight? Forwards.
Fighting weight at the moment, yeah.
Here we go. Here's a man who would have loved the skin folds, Bernie. Come on,
Bernie
man.
Would have been.
I was 8, that was.
8%?
Yeah.
What do you reckon you are now?
10, maybe.
And Hooky what?
Hooky was the lowest I've seen.
Demon.
Yeah, just like...
6?
Like a gypsy's dog. Or cock and ribs.
Gypsy's dog. Really? Or cock and ribs.
Yeah. Or cock and ribs.
Yeah. Yeah, but he just, you know, naturally just ripped. Yeah. He eats what he wants.
Bit like you.
Mate, bit like, bit like you.
That could be my new nickname, the Gypsy's Dog.
Gypsy's Dog, cock and ribs.
See, I'm lean everywhere. You know, legs and arms are really lean. It's just the
fucking noodles, mate.
It's just the belly.
Should we go to the rugby onslaught posts of the week with BMAC?
Yeah, I actually was looking at this this afternoon and they've referenced you. It's actually in that Australian franchise game. The Waratahs against whoever Quay Cooper plays for. He does an intercept, reads
that's
it.
The Reds.
Does an intercept, reads it, runs half the pitch, and then puts a kick off his right foot. They score off it. And they said the next player who could do that probably is himself sitting to the left of me. So that's the rugby onslaught.
Pretty happy with my skills, are they? Even now.
Mm.
Get me back out there.
Yeah. Mm. I hear what's going on for a third choice 10.
Oh, there we go. He contributed the rumour mill.
You played against Worcester, didn't you? Away this year.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of injuries and Rob Miller played 10.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said to Di, I said, mate, I was working for BT Sports, like, Di, boots are in the car. He's like, honestly, I wouldn't even have you back.
All right, let's finish it off. Before we go, let's hear what Goody, you won tweet roulette. You got it onto Jim's phone and had a wee tweet. What did he tweet?
Well, there's a lot of traction here.
Yes.
I've had a message off Tommy Seymour. Have you actually signed for Ulster? So hang on. Right, here it is. So keen to announce I've signed a 2-year deal. The clue on the club is on. I'm hunting out Titi Von Tramp to be the masseuse. Masseuse or masseur?
What, mate?
It's up for debate.
It's a lady boy.
So I've had a lot of messages come back. Jamie Watering Can. Jamie Watering Can, you are magnificently shite. At Tweet Roulette. I guess you lost again. Are you going to Ulster, big boy? That's from Robert Duffy. Hashtag Red Hand, whatever that means.
The Red Hand of Ulster. Ulster.
Liam Douglas knows his rugby. Please don't leave Sarri's gym. You're a legend and a hero.
Is that even true?
Well, he said, please don't leave Sarri's. Johnny Clay, have you ever won Tweet Roulette anyway? So Gareth Reynolds, I've heard she has firm hands and an eye for a pressure point. Pod, pod, pod. And that's it, everyone's saying Ulster. Someone said, the Shep said Von Tamilton in the second row next year for Ulster.
Von Tamilton.
She's a tall union, she?
Yeah. There we go.
All right, well, that concludes our first year of Celtic Pod.
No, hold on.
And okay, no, it doesn't.
You can't call it the Celtic Pod.
That's fucking disgusting.
Celtic Rugby Pod podcast with the Celtic
and the Celtic Legends.
And Celtic Legends.
It's the Rugby Pod.
It's the Celtic Rugby Pod featuring. Himself.
It's the Rugby Pod.
Yeah, the Belly Monster.
Celtic.
Hashtag Belly Monster.
And we could come together in the Lions, you know.
Yeah.
Pod.
We can do.
Celtic and the Rugby Pod.
No, Celtic. Pod.
Yeah. Pod. Rugby Pod. Celtic Pod.